with the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guys.
Welcome back. You listen to Grilling Guys on Jethro FM and grillingguys.com and anywhere else you can find us. But when we were in the last segment, we were talking a little bit about some of the food that you might have had over the holidays and some of the stuff that we've done. And again, the weather kind of precluded some of our get-togethers. I'm sure it did with you as well. But I got out to Barbecue Bob's between Christmas and New Year's. It's normally a Christmas Eve thing. And because it was a get-together, but nobody really wanted to work real hard, it was like, let's do a hot dog bar. Right, and that was kind of cool. And Bob makes some Coney sauce that is really unique, but really good and authentic. And I thought maybe you'd want to cover that.
Yeah, and I've since perfected it. I was not happy with that.
See, I thought it was really good.
No, it wasn't. I mean, thank you. So, the recipe typically, if you talk to the Greeks in Detroit that make it,
right.
Because all those places, those Coney shops, are either Lebanese or Greek, right? They use, and so does Kowalski and Kogel that make the bulk. I think Kowalski is one of the biggest brands that makes that sauce. You buy it in a giant stick, and you slice off a chunk of it. You warm it up. You put a little water on it and melt it down, and it just turns into a sauce. It's wonderful. Right. You don't have to do this.
Right.
You can just buy it. And all the butchers around Detroit sell it, the nice butcher shops, the Sobeys of Detroit. So, but, you know, you always want to play. I always want to play around with recipes. And I was intrigued when I learned that it was beef heart from Kogel when he was on the show. And so I always end up with a lot of beef hearts in my freezer. I don't know why.
One per cow, I'd assume.
So, yeah, I still have one left, but... I think what Randy wanted to tell the story of is me grinding up that beef heart and my wife putting her nose up. Is that what you were?
Well, that and the fact that it does, it turned out really well. It was good. And the thing is that you can make it at home or you can buy it. But generally, when you make it at home, it's better. Right, if you got a good recipe, and I know you do.
And you don't have to have beef heart, so you can substitute ground beef for this. But it's really, I think it's pretty simple, but I've been stealing from different recipes for a couple of years, and I think this one's dialed in, because my favorite is Lafayette Coney, downtown Detroit. You ever been there?
I have.
Yeah. I have been there, too. Yeah.
And they have an ongoing competition with the shop next to him. His brother is National Coney. So those two are going at it all the time. But Lafayette, for... our family is hands down the winner, and you can stand in the window and watch the old guy is probably 75 that's grilling the dogs, and he has a giant flat top, and he puts, you know, a row of 20 on there, another row of 20, and he just keeps rolling them with his hand, you know, and he just rolls them over a little bit, and then they're done. He's got the big spatula. He gets them all up. He'll line his hand with like these little Coney sleeves, the cardboard sleeves, and he'll put a bun in each one, and he'll just put hot dogs on each one so he can get like 6 or 7 on his little alligator arms.
Right.
So you could do 8.
Right.
And it's just fun to watch. And then he puts the sauce on all of them, and the guy's just, he's a machine.
Well, he's been doing it for forever.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's called Lafayette Coney. It's fantastic if you ever get down there. And all you need to put on it is onions and mustard. It's all it needs. Well, anyway, I have tried to simulate that sauce because it's a little, I like having a little sauce with it. The stuff I made was more of like the, what everybody else makes. That's just sort of a little drier. And I like to have that messy sauce all over the thing so you have to eat it with a fork and knife, you know? And you don't have to put cheese on it or anything like that, just a little onion and mustard. But it calls for this recipe, and I'm going to post it. It calls for a chopped onion, chopped garlic. So what I do is I chop up the onion, garlic, and a little bit of celery, and I saute it in just a little bit of EVO. And then you put in your ground beef or beef heart if you happen to have some.
But it's ground.
Yes.
Yep.
Double grind on the beef heart.
Finer grind.
Double grind. Yep. And a little ketchup, some chicken stock, paprika, lemon juice, Worcestershire, some chili powder. This is really, it's evolved. Black pepper, cumin, allspice, mustard, salt, oregano, and just a touch of clove.
Okay.
And I'll have all these very concise measurements at thegrillingguys.com sometime this afternoon. But this, I will bet you dollars to donuts, if you like Coney's and you follow my instructions here, you will love it because it's dialed in now, finally.
Right. And a good Coney, have a party. It's a make it as you want.
It's so fun.
Thing.
It was
a lot of fun.
Because, I mean, if people don't like Coney's, maybe they just want a regular hot dog, or maybe they just want a chili dog or whatever.
Yep.
Maybe a tofu dog.
So a lot of people are trying to eat a little healthier around the holidays here, and it's a resolution or whatever. This one's probably not in that category, is what I'm going to tell you. But I'm not saying the hot dogs. I'm saying about the recipe that I'm about to do
real
quick. It is skinless, boneless chicken thigh. So that sounds like, okay, that's a good start. So I put that in the pellet grill. I seasoned it up with whatever seasoning you like. I have one that comes from Badia. It's called a Seasonal.
Yep.
And it's just a really good all-purpose seasoning.
And that's Badia.
Right. Yeah, that's the brand name. And then it's their Seasonal version.
Not the tropical?
Nope.
Okay.
Nope. And so cover it with that, put it on the pellet grill, and basically got it done. Okay? And I put enough seasoning on there, it's a little bit crusty, because I took it off, put it in an 8x8, I had two of them, 8x8 cooking dish, right? Baking dish. On top of that, I had, and while it was smoking, I went in a skillet and I put a block of cream cheese, okay, but I did the low fat. And before I did that, excuse me, I sauteed diced jalapeno and red onion in a little bit of olive oil and put a little garlic in there and sauteed that up. And when I got that done, I put the brick of cream cheese in there and I busted it up in little pieces so it would melt. So I made like a sauce out of it. And then I took a half a cup of wing sauce, like the red hot, it's the wing sauce, and mixed that in with the cream cheese, put the chicken breast in the baking dish, put that cream cheese over the top, and then took some pepper jack, shredded cheese on top of that, and threw it in the oven for about another half hour, just a 300-degree oven, and let that all come together.
So did you smoke the thighs before this?
No, I did them on the pellet grill.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there was a little smoke on them from the pellet grill, exactly. But so all that was, it's almost like a casserole now because the breasts are covered in that sauce. Just let the shredded cheese on top come to a melt, like I said, about a half hour in a 300-degree oven. Took that out, and oh my goodness, was that good. It was like buffalo chicken casserole. And it was just something that my wife whipped up, the idea. So I said, let me give that a run, and we put it together. But
so you can put that on a bun and have a nice chicken sandwich.
Oh, yeah. Yep, it was. We just put it on a plate and cut it with a knife and fork.
Sure.
And I think I grilled up some asparagus that went with it.
Nice.
You know, but yeah, it was a good dish, and we really enjoyed it, and it was simple, right? I mean, five ingredients, and you're good to go. And it was kind of one of those things, I just pulled stuff out of the fridge to see what it would look
Sometimes that's best.
Yeah. So coming up next, we talked a little bit about smoked ham, but I think Bob's going to cover some results. Smoked pork chops, it's all smoked pork. Stick with us. We'll be back.